Everyone is entitled to a blissful life, right? Join us now for Pure Talk Radio with your host, Bonnie Wirth. Bonnie is proof that you can live to improve life in all sorts of ways. If you want a better life, I mean really better, it's time to start now. Here's your host, Bonnie Wirth.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're tuning in from across the globe and around the world. Welcome to Pure Talk Radio. I am your host, Bonnie Wirth, and so grateful to have you be a part of my day today, have you be a part of my life in this capacity. Oh my goodness, I can just feel the energy of everyone who is connecting and taking time out to be here with me today. And whether you're listening live now or whether you are tuning in later, I'm already feeling your love and your energy present here. So I am so grateful to you for that. Oh, you know what? I looked this morning before the show and I had to check out our countdown on the Experience Yourself retreat. And oh my goodness, it's like 36 days away. Oh, this is like a dream come true for me to be able to be with such an amazing group of women as we come together in this platform and in this way to share in the love and friendship and healing and greater awarenesses within ourselves. And I feel incredibly blessed to be a part of that. And if you are feeling like it is something that you want to do for yourself too, if you've been really pulling at the interest, perhaps you've been on our website a few times, perhaps you're connected with us on Facebook, whatever it is, if this is calling to you, I really do encourage you to, take that step and register. Get on board with your soul and what your spirit is asking of you. And I know this weekend is just going to be so big for everyone in attendance, especially me. It really, like I said, is an answer to prayer. And I would love for you to be a part of that with us. So, 36 days away, we really would love to share it with you. So please, if you haven't already done so, register by visiting experienceyourself.net and be a part of all of the amazingness that we have happening there. And I just have to highlight again, I have, this phenomenal program that I started last week, which is called Ask. Oh my goodness, talk about fun. Everybody who joined in and was a part of the conversation there, it really is this opportunity to, ask questions. What is it that's on your heart? What do you want to know? And allowing me to give you a little bit of insight, a little bit of direction, and also, to maybe get rid of some of the, the unknowns for you and bring just answer to some of the things you've been looking for. So had a great bunch of fun with the group that gathered on last week's call. And if you can still have the opportunity to be a part of all of that with my call tomorrow night. So for more information and to register to be a part of the Ask program that I'm offering, visit my website at purehealingbybonnie.com. All right, you guys, I am really excited about today's show. It really is, as I've been saying on all of my promotion, it is Pure Talk Radio with a twist. And I am so absolutely honored and grateful to welcome back to my show Sarah Lynn Kennedy, who is, she's my soul sister. She's my friend. She really is a phenomenal colleague. And we kind of were joking earlier as we were connecting for the show. It's, we have all of these amazing conversations, her and I, over the years. And now we get to allow you to, listen into our conversation. Sarah Lynn, thank you so much for being on Pure Talk Radio today and, taking over the role as the host.
Hi, Bonnie. I am so excited to do just that.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, today, really, and again, I talk about asking. There is no question, Sarah Lynn, as far as, what you want to know, what you want to bring forward, what you feel, spirit guiding you to ask. As I always say, I'm a pretty open book. One of the things, about this program is being able to really, highlight individuals and people, doing some really amazing things, with their life. And so I've been always on your side of it where I get to hear the conversation. And I got to tell you, girl, I'm a little nervous being the guest. It's way easier being the host.
Well, I hope that's true. I think, Bonnie, that being on your side of the equation in this instance is one of my greatest honors that I've ever experienced. Because, as you've explained to our guests today, we have been friends for a long time. We do share our journeys together. We walk the same path quite often. And being in step with each other like that, we get to experience many of the same things. But there's this beautiful audience that you have that I'm feeling today, and oh my gosh, Bonnie, they are tremendous. You guys are tremendous. And I'm not sure that they really can completely grasp your magnificence without a set of questions directed back at you that you can share with them, that you can share yourself with us. Are you ready for that opportunity, Bonnie?
Yeah, you know what? I'm here. I've showed up. I guess I am.
Then let's begin.
Awesome, awesome.
So I just want to start by letting you know and letting all of our guests know today that I see you as an example of purposeful consciousness. Bonnie has changed on purpose, and she has developed this beautiful connection with spirit, with source, with her soul, with herself, and with others that is inspiring to everybody that she comes in contact with. Bonnie can literally change the energy and the feeling of a room simply by walking into it. So tell me, what did you do to change on purpose?
Oh, wow. What an introduction. So thank you for that. You know, my goodness, Sarah Lynn, it really has been the power of choice. You know, it's that waking up one day and feeling kind of cruddy, not really pleased with where I was in my life. And that didn't have anything to do of really what that reality was. And so, I mean, I've got a wonderful husband and a great family. And, you know, I had a very successful career. So in those aspects, it was, you know, on the outside of it all, things seemed to be flowing really quite clearly and quite easily. But it was what was going on inside. And I just woke up one day and said, you know what, I'm done feeling like this. I really have to look for feeling better, you know, and it really became this process of conscious choice that I needed to do every single day to take me from where I was and to help me to keep moving forward in my life to really start to bring about the changes that I wanted to make. You know, one of the things, I mean, I had a program recently and it has also, it's a lot of foundation for me. It's a lot of direction that I'm now moving forward to, which is simply put as be your miracle. I really had to learn how to be the miracle I was praying for. I had to know what it was to create it, to be a part of it, and to recognize that, you know, I had to take some action in my own life in order to bring about the miracles that I was waiting for. I had to learn how to be the miracle. And I tell you, the moment that you step into conscious choice within your life, it's like the universe responds. Everybody shows up. People start coming forward, mentors and teachers and, you know, even students. You know, I always say I'm as much as a student in all of my workshops because those students show up to help me to grow and to really continue to be the miracle in my life. And so that really is, it comes down very simply to conscious choice.
So you said that, teachers and information and resources would appear. What did it take for you to appear back to them? What did it take for you to say and to recognize, hey, this is for me and I'm stepping into this and I'm doing this? And the reason I ask is because we all get that, right? We all put out there, this is the direction I want to go, or I'm feeling guided in this way. And then as we continue to say yes to it, stuff will come to us, but it's not always just simple for people to step into it. What did it take for you to step into it and really live it? Yes to all those opportunities.
Yeah, what really became very prevalent for me was that I needed to get out of my head. The moment I got caught up in the chaos of my thoughts, you know, you can talk about ego stepping in, creating all kinds of doubts or uncertainties, and I was really great at talking myself out of stuff. So I would get an inspired thought or I'd get an idea or direction that I wanted to go in my life and I would ponder it and I'd think about it and I'd analyze it and I'd work the logic out around it and I would dissect it into such a way that I literally began talking myself out of it because I was looking to seeing the result now before I moved forward with something. And so what had to happen for me was, one, creating a place and space inside of me where I could get out of my head. And for me, that was falling into or dropping into my heart. And it became more of a place of stillness and of quietness and really paying attention to what it was I truly desired. And then the key in it, Sarah Lynn, really began in moving forward with what I often refer to as blind faith, you know, that doing it because it felt like it was the next step. It felt like it was viable. It felt like it was, you know, it gave me excitement. I felt enthusiasm around it. Now, I'm not saying there wasn't fear or trepidation, because there certainly was, but I began to put more emphasis or focus on what it was to be within my heart in my decision making as I move forward, as opposed to in my head. And I moved forward with blind faith. It really became trusting that if this is where I was going and to and where I wanted to live from, it really was to be in trust of myself and those decisions. And as I did that, I had faith that the universe would provide. And I literally got out of my own way the moment I got out of my head.
Wow. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah. Was it easy? No. And I still go there, you know, I still there, and I live it. I mean, every single day, it's a matter of this consistency that I have in my life that I have to, okay, Bonnie, get out of your head, fall into your heart. What are you trying to do here? You don't need all of the answers. You don't need to know where you're going. You need to fall back and fall into stillness in order for it to really be unfolded. And, you know, it's, you know, resistance, we can create all kinds of resistance in our life, but I actually love when resistance shows up, Sarah Lynn. So every time I'm feeling fear and every time I'm feeling trepidation, for me, it's a matter of saying, oh my goodness, something good is about to happen here, because I've created all kinds of resistance. I'm digging in my heels. But for me, resistance is very reflective of the fact that there's movement. And the moment there's movement, you know that you're about to move forward to something really big.
So were you scared to change?
Oh, yeah, of course I was. Was I not only scared to change within myself? Because people look at change as it has to be drastic too, Sarah Lynn. You know, like you have to, you know, jump in and hit the cold water and, you know, shock yourself into change. And when the reality of it is that change can be very gradual. Is there fear involved in it? Absolutely, because it came a part of, as I, you know, we talked earlier about being getting yourself out of this projection of who you are, who you've made your mind up to be about who you are, and allowing you to take a step back from all of that. And so, yeah, there's fear in that. You know, even your outside world, as you begin to make these conscious choices within your life, you know, things shake up a little bit around your world. You know, relationships might, you know, suddenly become a little bit shaky. You know, there's just differences. How you're perceived by people who, you know, that's the other part. People who had known me for so many years, you know, all of a sudden were seeing this drastic side of me. Yet for me, it felt like it was something very gradual that I moved into. But for, I guess, for the outside world, it seemed a little bit more drastic and, you know, that stepping into cold water thing. But change really has to be gradual, and you have to be, you know, consistently gentle with yourself through the process.
So, you have not only taken these steps for yourself and used the tools that you cultivated, you have also decided to be a guiding light. You have opened up yourself in terms of business, in terms of professionalism, in reaching out to other people and providing support to other people. What brought you to that place? Why did you want to go to other people? Why did you want to allow them to come to you as a source of guidance, as a voice of spirit to help other people to, I guess, travel their path, go through their journey to their desired destination?
Well, you know, I think that answer is kind of twofold. One of it is because, you know, it really is the walking my talk. I mean, it really was a part of, you know, I've lived it, I've grown in ways that I can't even, you know, put into words sometimes, and healed in phenomenal ways that you can't even describe. And so I knew that at the basis of it, and I know it sounds simple again, it's like, if I could do it, anybody can. So I really wanted to be that light, to show people, to inspire them, to bring them hope in those capacities, as because I had also been on the other side. You know, there's often, in order to understand the light, you know, you do sometimes experience some dark. And so when you're living in the dark, that's when you know that the light truly exists. And so that really had been where I was to, and I wanted to show other people. I wanted to guide them. The second part of that, Sarah Lynn, really, it felt more like a calling than anything else. It really felt as if I was stepping into this grand purpose. You see, that was one of the things I was looking for. And I'm sure like many of the listeners out there, we're always looking for purpose. We're always wondering what the, you know, why things are the way they are. You know, why did I come here? I was asking all of those questions on a much grander scale. And so it really became more about what it was that my spirit, my soul was here to do. And again, it was about allowing me to recognize my past was a part of getting me to where I needed to be so that my soul could take over and it could be the driving force behind the rest of my life. And so that really is where I'm at. I'm in a place now where I am claiming within self, living within in a ways and means that, and it's not being selfish. It really becomes about being selfful, that I've really put myself into that place and position in my life where I'm living from my soul. And with that, Sarah Lynn, my goodness, does it ever go fast, but I do want to take us into commercial break and we will be right back.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Bonnie Wirth is a leader in her field of metaphysical science and metaphysical ministry, helping others heal within, find hope, motivate themselves and others to discover inner peace, recognize their hidden potential, and become empowered with tools and resources that will enable them to live their personal best. Pure Magazine provides a platform for its subscribers to relate their life experiences to those of the contributors, therefore creating awareness that there are many others with similar experiences and stories, and that they are not as different from others as they think and feel they are. Each season, Pure Magazine publishes inspiring and uplifting content which motivates, supports, and empowers its readers to lead happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Pure Magazine is full of personal life stories and inspirational messages shared by many phenomenal contributors whose participation brings Pure Magazine to the forefront of choice. Pure Magazine is sure to inspire its readers and cause their soul to soar and their life to flourish. Subscribe at www.puremagazinebybonnie.com.
Join holistic and spiritual life coaches Pamela Cushman and Bonnie Wirth and experience yourself in beautiful Sedona, Arizona, November 7th through the 10th. The greatest step towards being the loving beings we all seek to be starts by building confidence and love within ourselves. Spend a high-energy, compassion-filled weekend with Pamela, Bonnie, special guests, Hay House author and radio show host Sarah McLean, and Pete Sanders Jr., MIT Honors graduate, along with your peers, discovering the true depth of the divine within yourself. For information about this life-changing event, visit experienceyourself.net and learn more about your hosts, the location for the event, special guests, and opportunities like the early bird registration discount. Take that step towards love, compassion, and peace of mind and experience yourself in ways you have only dreamed of. Visit experienceyourself.net.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Pure Talk Radio with Bonnie Wirth. Find out more about Bonnie by visiting purehealingbybonnie.com. Now, back to the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Pure Talk Radio. I am having a real blast today. I have moved from the seat as of the host to the seat of the guest, and it really is putting me in a whole different place and a little bit, I guess, uncertain within myself as I sit here on the show. But I'm so grateful to have my fabulous colleague and most importantly, my soul sister, Sarah Lynn Kennedy, on with me today, who is playing a wonderful, wonderful host.
Well, thank you. I'm pretty impressed with you as a guest, too.
It's kind of fun.
So, Bonnie, right before the break, you used a term that I would like to know a whole lot more about. You said self-full rather than selfish. So, tell me more, because this is absolutely intriguing. Tell me what self-full is and what this led you to.
Well, you know, Sarah Lynn, it really, as I began on my journey, you know, it became a matter of making me a priority in my life. And so part of that, you know, you go through all kinds of emotions and uncertainty within it. I mean, things like guilt, you know, step in, especially in being a mom, because, you know, your kids are the priority in your life. And so when I was trying to niche out a little bit of space and time for me in there, there was a lot of guilt in there. You know, I really felt bad for taking me and putting some focus thereon. And what I began to really understand in that is I needed to fill me up. I wasn't any good to anybody else if I was running on empty, if I was exhausted, emotionally depleted, if I was physically, you know, had been running all day. I mean, really, I recognized that in being, filling myself up, being self-full, that I was actually able to give of myself to other people in greater capacities. Now, that hasn't only come about within how I show up as a mom every day, but also how I am as a wife, how I am as a friend, and how I am as a business owner, but also how I am with my clients. I really have discovered that I need to take care of me in order to take care of other people. I have to fill up my own fuel tank. And so it is not selfish to do this. It really is being self-full. I'm filling up me for the greater good of everybody concerned. And so it really, that helped me to alleviate the judgment that I was putting on myself, and also those feelings of guilt that I spoke about earlier. Now, one of the things, Sarah Lynn, that has become a foundation and really is about the focus, again, you know, for today's show, is that conscious choice, as we spoke about earlier, but what it is to fill myself up. What does that mean? What does that look like on a day-to-day basis? And it really has been brought forward in just a few simple promises that I make to myself every single day. You know, a few promises that, you know, first and foremost, for me, has been about speaking compassionately, really about letting myself off the hook. I talked about the guilt, you know, about needing to make me a little bit of a priority in my life. No, it was like, you know what, Bonnie, that's okay. You're important too. You know, it's easy to be compassionate with other people and to speak, and that is really, I mean, it continues to be important, but it also was about looking at me and saying, you know what, I was too hard on myself. I had some idealism, some expectations of me, and when I didn't meet my own standards, you know, I was literally energetically beating me up. And so I really had to, in order to be self-full, I had to start with changing how it was that I spoke to myself.
So give me an example. You speaking compassionately to you, what does it sound like?
What does it sound like? It sounds much like, you know, if a child falls off a bike and they hurt themselves, you don't immediately say, you know what, you know better than that. Pick yourself up and get going again. Okay. It really puts a place into a love-filled place, and the love-filled place that says, you know what, you're going to be okay. It's all right. You fell down. That's all right. You know, you can do this, continue to move forward. And really, it's about promising yourself some hope in those moments.
It sounds like a lot of self-respect realized, really.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's self that's been realized.
So, you know, what's another promise?
Love of self. I'm sorry, I just wanted to say, you know, that promise of self, it really is, you know, the respect of self, the love of self, the compassion towards self, even the joy of self, recognizing, you know, the good stuff that you do have going on, right? It's easy. It's always easy to find those things that, you know, that you can find fault in, but it's about looking and just realizing the joy or the love that exists within you.
It will, and you know what, Bonnie? I do not know another adult more joyful than you. I really don't.
Thank you.
The joy that you have is similar to the joy that a child has when they're at play. It just it bubbles up and comes right out of you.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, it really is. It's become a natural state of being, I think. And it really is, again, based on, you know, these promises that I'm making. And, you know, the other one truly has been about pausing in the moment, Sarah Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
getting still, really taking time to observe my own life, taking time to become aware of what's going on around me, but also taking the opportunity to look with appreciation for what my life is. My goodness, I spent a long, long time looking at my life on a whole, in a whole different way and on the other side of the equation. And I mean, we know how the universe works. You get what you focus on. So it didn't surprise me that the crap was happening, because that really was where I was, what I was looking at. So pausing in the moment has again become conscious within it. What am I pausing and focusing on? You know, creating those spaces of stillness around me and for me in order to, you know, fill me up. That getting out of my head, that really has become a matter of pausing in the moment, or, you know, being still, getting out of my head into my heart. That takes a little bit of, you know, you've got to give yourself some space to do that.
And so when you pause in the moment, you are allowing your heart to come up and to show itself and to speak for you. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And part of that is sometimes just literally, and you can take it into a literal form of pausing, of just saying, you know what, I've been running a million circles and a million miles today. Hang on a second. I need to sit down, and right now I just want to breathe. I just need to breathe. I just need to know that within the, you know, within myself, if I'm feeling anxious about things, if I'm feeling overwhelmed, because that goes on. I mean, we're human. That happens for everybody. And so part of that has been, hang on, recognizing those signs within me and saying, you know what, you need to pause here. You need to be still. You just need to breathe. And the moment I do that, it's like the chaos and everything dissipates, because it allows the heart to show itself.
So, can we hear another promise?
Absolutely. This is probably the biggest one, is to identify that I am the solution to my problems.
Ooh, I like it.
I tell you, this part of things has been all about the blame game. Always about this. This has happened to me because of something that somebody else is doing.
Okay.
And I've discovered and come to a place in my life where I'm recognizing I'm a part of the equation. You know, this stuff isn't just happening because of what other people are doing to me. I have a role here. And it brings in this word that's called responsibility, which is immediately when people hear responsibility, they get a little defensive, because responsibility has always been about, you know, if you've been the student in school and, you know, you didn't study enough for your exam. Well, the teacher said things. If you would have been more responsible, you would have got your homework done. If you, you know, your parents saying it's time for you to grow up and be responsible, it's put in this whole energy, this heaviness of energy around responsibility, that we get defensive, because perhaps in those moments and times we were doing the best we can, and suddenly it was being identified as not being responsible. And, you know, what it immediately puts us into action to want to defend ourselves. And if somebody is forcing something on us, my goodness sakes, we're going to do the complete opposite. So...
Absolutely.
Right? So responsibility in that actually has shifted within the energy of it for me, and has come into a place of liberation and freedom. I recognize that I'm identifying that, you know what, I'm a part of the equation here. And if I want to change these circumstances and situations, or even what this relationship is looking about, I need to do my work here. And part of that, you know, the focus within this identify I am the solution to my problem really becomes, what am I claiming myself to be? The I am of it all, the I am that I am. And so when I'm saying things like I am tired and I am angry and I am upset and I am frustrated, I've bought into it. I've bought into it, I've grabbed hold of it, and I've brought it into my energy, and I've claimed it as mine. And guess what? I feel like crap. And I'm needing to shake free of it. And so for me, it's become this power of thought that has shifted in saying, what is it that I'm claiming for my life? You know, I am joyful. I am grateful. I am happy. I am excited. It's about putting it out there in such a way that I am buying into, or I am solidifying what it is that I'm asking to show up with every day. And it may not be happening right now in this moment, but I know that in this moment, I do have the power within me to make some conscious choice to bring solution to some of these problems that might be sitting around me. Sometimes it can be, I am intelligent. You know, instead of saying I'm so stupid for making that decision, it's saying, no, hang on a second. I am intelligent. I am strong. I am competent. And it really goes back to point number one in a little bit of speaking compassionately. You know, what are the things that I'm saying about myself? Because as I'm saying those things, I'm selling it to me in those moments. So what, you know, who is showing up as the salesperson? Are you buying into everything you don't want to be, or are you buying into and grabbing hold of everything you desire to be and have for your life?
So by making these I ams, you're throwing them out in front of you for you to walk into. So no matter what your I am is, you're going to walk into it. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's how I am.
It's how I, what I say is, it's how I'm choosing to show up. And I recognize that, you know, I can be a conscious creator in my own life. You know, I can work with the universe. I can work with God. I can be a part of all of that simply by allowing myself to be.
So let's talk about choice, because I know that this is one of your promises, and this one I absolutely love. So tell us more about choice.
Well, and that's it. It's remembering that there is always a choice in those moments. As I said, what is it that I'm choosing to create for my life? Am I choosing, you know, the mind is brilliant, Sarah Lynn, until we make it up. And what I mean by...
I love that. The mind is brilliant until we make it up.
Well, really, right? As soon as we decide something, as soon as we have an opinion about something, as soon as we have a judgment or come to a conclusion, we completely shut ourselves down.
Absolutely. I am writing that down. This is a Bonnie Worth quote. The mind is brilliant until we make it up.
And so it's like in those moments, what are my choices? You know, I can choose in that moment to be angry or upset if I'm not liking a conversation I'm having, or I can choose love. And that really has, you know, for every negative emotion or every negative situation that's out there, no matter what word you call it, the direct opposite of it is love. And so I choose to show up in the energy of love. And is that always easy? No, it's not. Like, sometimes I need to walk away. Sometimes I need to honor myself with some space and quiet, you know, pause in that moment and really make a conscious choice right there. Remind myself that I'm the solution here. And then make a choice that represents what it is that I want to be doing and living within my life. You know, the next part of that is insisting that life is good. you know, how many conversations, you know, and I had those conversations. I'm the first one to admit it, where I could sit and complain about everything that was going on in my life. And how many times have you stood in the grocery store, or you've been at the arena or a doctor's office or whatever it is, and you can sit and listen to people's conversation, and they really are talking about everything that's wrong in their life, everything that isn't the way they want it to be. And so it becomes mad that's like, no, hang on a second. There's a lot of really good things going on in my life. I insist it. It's part of being this conscious creator of my life. I'm insisting that life is good. I'm not allowing all the things that I don't like to be in focus. It's not being that I'm naive or I'm ignoring them, because they show up. I need to deal with what's happening. I need to work through whatever it is, because I also believe that there's a lot of very valuable lessons in there for me to grow upon. And so I work within it, but then I just say, okay, no, this is, you know, it goes back into Sarah Lynn, when you were on my show, you know, in January and we talked, it really becomes the, what if it's not wrong? What if, right? And that really what it is. It's like insisting that life is good. No, there's no right or wrong here. It just is. It is within what it is right now. And it's saying life is good, and I'm choosing it to be. And it's, again, it goes back into conscious choice. And then the last one and most important for me has been of these foundations has been taking time to say thank you. You know, as a mom, I taught my kids to say please and thank you. And I, at some point along the way, I began to recognize that I wasn't reciprocating. I wasn't saying the simple thank yous for their efforts, for what they were doing. I recognize that within my own marriage, you know, so much taken for granted where I wasn't saying thank you for the small things. And it's, you know, when the big amazing life-changing events happen and people really step up and they're going the extra, my goodness, we're so quick to say thank you on it. It's a natural part of it. But it really has been, you know, hang on a second. I need to start recognizing and appreciating the other little things in my life that might be have been overlooked or had and recognize that they are very significant. And so not only did I start doing this within my own family, but I began doing this to the universe every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's saying thank you. Thank you for where I am. Thank you for this new day, this new opportunity. Thank you for help, you know, the great night's sleep I had. Thank you for my pillows. Thank you for, my shoes. Thank you for my shoes. I love shoes.
Yes, I know you do. You have a great shoe collection. You have almost as many shoes as you do have joy.
So it really has put me in a place of, you know, of appreciation for my life. And I think one of the biggest things we, you know, that kind of goes back into insisting that life is good is really about saying, you know, it is what it is. It is what it's not. It just is. And I had a lady that had questioned me on that not too long ago and said, does that really make sense? And I said, you know what? For me, it does. For me, it makes perfect sense. Because to say it is what it is, it's a place of acceptance. To say it is what it is not, it's getting me out of the judgment of everything that I wish or thought it should be. And it puts me into an energy of just saying, this is what it is, it's temporary, and thank you for this, because within here, I have the opportunity to make some new choices.
And you say that, I can just feel the release.
Yeah, it totally is. It totally is. And with that, we are going to take a short commercial break, Sarah Lynn. We will be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Bonnie Wirth is a leader in her field of metaphysical science and metaphysical ministry, helping others heal within, find hope, motivate themselves and others to discover inner peace, recognize their hidden potential, and become empowered with tools and resources that will enable them to live their personal best. Pure Magazine provides a platform for its subscribers to relate their life experiences to those of the contributors, therefore creating awareness that there are many others with similar experiences and stories, and that they are not as different from others as they think and feel they are. Each season, Pure Magazine publishes inspiring and uplifting content which motivates, supports, and empowers its readers to lead happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Pure Magazine is full of personal life stories and inspirational messages shared by many phenomenal contributors whose participation brings Pure Magazine to the forefront of choice. Pure Magazine is sure to inspire its readers and cause their soul to soar and their life to flourish. Subscribe at www.puremagazinebybonnie.com.
Join holistic and spiritual life coaches Pamela Cushman and Bonnie Wirth and experience yourself in beautiful Sedona, Arizona, November 7th through the 10th. The greatest step towards being the loving beings we all seek to be starts by building confidence and love within ourselves. Spend a high-energy, compassion-filled weekend with Pamela, Bonnie, special guests Hay House author and radio show host Sarah McLean, and Pete Sanders Jr., MIT Honors graduate, along with your peers, discovering the true depth of the divine within yourself. For information about this life-changing event, visit experienceyourself.net and learn more about your hosts, the location for the event, special guests, and opportunities like the early bird registration discount. Take that step towards love, compassion, and peace of mind and experience yourself in ways you have only dreamed of. Visit experienceyourself.net.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
You are listening to Pure Talk Radio with Bonnie Wirth. Find out more about Bonnie by visiting purehealingbybonnie.com. Now, back to the show.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome back. Oh, my goodness. This is so much fun. I have taken the guest seat on the show, and I have Theralyn Kennedy with me today, who is being just this fabulous host, and it really is fun. I was thinking earlier, it's much like, hey, you know, Theralyn, do you want to come and play radio host with me? And it's like, yeah, like, you know, don't you remember as a kid just showing up and, you know, you're going to play house, you're going to play doctor, you're going to play teacher?
Yeah.
And today you get to play radio host. You're doing awesome.
And what's cool about it is that all of our listeners get to play eavesdroppers onto our brilliant conversations that we've been having for years.
Yeah, exactly.
But what's even better than that is today, Bonnie, they get to learn about you. A year ago, when you started talking about Pure Talk Radio, I remember you saying how important it was for people to become aware of the resources that we have, of the people who have information to share, of all of the different services, modalities, different ways of thinking, different ways of being that so many brilliant people across the world have to offer. And you dedicated yourself at that time to being that messenger, to giving these people a voice, to help them empower their message. And today is your turn, Bonnie. Today is your turn to tell us what you can do for us to help us live those promises, to help us live the way we choose to be, to help us become aware of the power of consciousness in our lives, to help us know who we truly are from where we really come, and how we can make changes in our own lives that will bring us into the spaces and places that we truly desire to live. So, Bonnie, tell us now what you can do for us.
Well, you know, Theralyn, it's interesting because it really was where when I look back a year ago, I wanted to create this platform. I wanted to give people an opportunity for their voice to be heard. And I think and of course, like everything that I've done in my life, any decision and choice I've made has become for me first. You know, I needed a platform to get my message out. I needed a platform to be my own voice. And so by being able to create it in such a way where I could bring people along with me to do that really has been not only a great place for others, but has been for me as well. So there's been a lot of growth and change over the last year in what I was doing to what I'm doing now. And I'm loving the roller coaster ride that it's been for sure. And so, you know, that's been a part of it. I'm always doing for others at those times as I'm doing for myself. That really has been a part of my journey. I've reached now, you know, to this place of understanding of what it is that I am capable of doing, what it is that, you know, what is the value of Bonnie Worth as she shows up every day, right? That was another one of those big pivotal questions that I was asking a long time ago. But what that is, Theralyn, you know, it's really, I do help people. I'm passionate about helping people. It really is a calling from within my own heart. And so, you know, what does that look like? Well, oh my goodness, the sky is the limit. It becomes an how may I serve? How can I help you? I mean, I am a spiritual-based life coach. So in saying that, you know, I work with people who are showing up in their lives, who are wanting to make those conscious choices, who are wanting to release the stories of their past, the things that are interrupting the flow of their life, and to bring them into an elevated way of living and being. And because I've been through that, you know, it's like, yeah, I not only can support them in it, but it becomes more about what it is to be that conscious creator, that conscious self, that how, you know, and being that support system to all of my clients that come forward. I have been a witness to some amazing miracles through the power of conscious choice, just being the other person in the room, being the support, being the observer. And just really what I do is create a space for people to become vulnerable, a space that is held in unconditional love so that it can be within everything that it needs to be for my clients, you know, at that time in their life. And it really is without judgment. It really is just a space of allowing. And through that place of allowing, I have been able to, like I say, watch and witness some amazing miracles as people have been able to shift their lives so dynamically that it just keeps me motivated to keep doing what I'm doing.
So tell me about your coaching packages.
Well, you know what? There's several coaching packages that are available on my website. And it's, you know, it's funny because any to do this kind of work becomes a matter of having to put something on a menu of services. And yet the truth of it is it's become so personalized within what is being offered, because if it's showing up in your life, it's because it needs to be healed. So, you know, part of it is to look at what's available in terms of the menu of services. You know, I work with people in creating success in their lives. We look at healing grief. We look at, you know, love of self, being able to, you know, get into a better mindset and place with an acceptance of self, and, you know, working through aspects of forgiveness. We can work through, you know, ways of even understanding their own spiritual gifts and abilities, what that means. You know, that was part of my own journey too, is like thinking of everything, of the wrongness of who I was, and realizing that God doesn't make mistakes, that, you know, you're showing up and you have this stuff going on for a greater and much more divine reason. And so I really help people to be empowered within their whole self in whatever area of life that it is that they feel that they need some assistance with. And so we look at the menu of services, and it really becomes incorporating all different aspects of those, you know, whatever's on the menu, but it becomes personalized and, I guess, specially tailored, you could call it, to each individual, because each individual's journey is so unique and so personal.
You know, I've been blessed on many occasions to have personal sessions with you, and they are laser focused, and they're so healing, and there's a depth of creation within them that is quite unparalleled in other things I've experienced.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I feel the same way about sessions with you.
Well, thank you.
But yeah, it just, you know, what becomes a part of the equation for, you know, what's different, I guess, about, you know, coaching with me in that aspect is because I do look outside of, you know, of who we are. I do tap into universal consciousness. I do bring in some guidance that maybe we normally wouldn't be in receiving in our lives. And why, you know, the reason I do that is because that's what served me the best in my own life. I can always take a guess as to what I think my clients need or what I think might help them. But I tell you, when I allow myself to bring through greater wisdom, you know, from soul, from source, it really, I mean, that's when really amazing things begin to happen for people, because, you know, it's that perspective. It's taking me out of the equation and allowing for greater guidance to be at play. And then what I do is support people in integrating and working with that in their lives.
And so tell me about events. Because you have such a vibrant personality and you love to be in a group.
Well, you know,
what does that look like?
Well, you know what, Sarah Lynn, it's so funny because whether anybody's ever realized that about me or not, but I do enjoy talking.
You do, hey?
Yeah, I do. And so these events, you know, what becomes so amazing about this is that I do have the opportunity, one, to be with people. I love working with people. I love being involved in group situations, and I enjoy being a facilitator in whatever capacity that is. So here again, it's, you know what, I've got all kinds of things I can assist people on working through in life, philosophies and different, you know, in relation to life and how we can apply it positively in our life. And so what I love most about these events is that I actually work with, you know, whether small groups or large groups, and really bringing through whatever it is that they're looking for. And I begin to, you know, personalize it for people. I begin to say, you know, what is it, what is the direction you would like for this, for your group, for your employees, for your organization, and then, you know, work within there on bringing through the program. And it really is, it's a fun way of doing it because it keeps people active, and they're really, they have a voice there again as to how, what it is they're wanting to have discussed, what they want to bring forward, to the group. And I love personalizing it because it keeps changing it up for me as well. It's that part of me that loves to, you know, and I use challenge in a very light way, but I like to be challenged in that way. I like to be the student during these events as well. So yeah, let's take it to a new level. Let's do something. I'd rather do something I haven't done before because that's where I learn too.
Well, there you go, everybody. If you want an opportunity to work one-on-one with this beautiful energy that is Bonnie, you can do it personally or in a group. You can get in touch with her at Pure Healing. Bonnie, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us about what's next for you?
Well, you know, here it comes. You know, and and leaving it to the end of the show. But, you know, I have to say, I don't know what's next for me, Sarah Lynn. I can very honest, be very real and honest in saying that Pure Talk Radio is going to take a little bit of a leave. I've had the absolute pleasure of working in this capacity for 8 months. I've met all kinds of fabulous people. I'm so grateful to Voice America for this beautiful platform and opportunity, and everybody that is a part of the staff there. It's been just a roller coaster of fun and growth. And I just feel within me that, you know, change is coming and change is constant in our lives. And so now I'm saying, okay, I need to take pause. I need to take a look at, you know, some of the things that I've been doing, where I want to be going. I have no idea what that looks like, Sarah Lynn. I know Pure Talk Radio is not done. It's just going to take a little vacation, so to speak. But I really do want, you know, people to stay connected with me so that they're in on the next thing, you know, where they can find me, you know, on Facebook. Oh my goodness, you know, check out Pure by Bonnie on Facebook. Pure Talk Radio is there as well. And so it is going to continue to grow, and it just feels like it's even bigger and even more possibility within doing it. I'm, like I said, I don't even know the answer to it because I'm in that place of stillness right now. And I guess you could say in the creation process of the next thing.
And it is perfectly okay for you to not know, right?
Yeah. You know, it goes right back to what we talked about at the beginning of the show. It's about following what my heart is, you know, what it is within me, what's stirring within me, and not needing all of the answers. It's going through with blind faith. It's just allowing the universe to provide. And I'm getting out of my own way here too, Sarah Lynn.
You're being, excuse me, you're being such a beautiful example of everything that you live and everything that you teach by taking pause now, by not knowing, by not controlling, by just allowing your soul to speak and your soul to be and your soul to take the next step in whatever that might be, and by being beautifully encompassed in love while you do it, being completely accepting of yourself while you do it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Sarah Lynn. Thank you on so many levels. Thank you to each and everybody who is tuning into today's show. I look forward to whatever is to come, whatever is going to be. I know without a doubt that the universe always shows up in greater and more amazing ways than I could ever imagine. And that in Pure Talk Radio has been proof of that. And has validated it time and time again. Thank you, Sarah Lynn, for coming out to play radio host with me today. And thank you to all of my listeners and all of my friends and all of the love that I continue to feel and have in my life. So thank you from my heart to yours. God bless. And until we meet again.
Thank you again for joining us. Be sure to listen for Pure Talk Radio with Bonnie Worth live every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Now, go live your life the way it was meant to be lived. We'll see you here again next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.